This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel has issued new evacuation orders in the central Gaza Strip, forcing more families to flee, saying its forces intend to act against militant group Hamas and others operating in the area. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Premature Palestinian babies were being evacuated from the main hospital in Gaza's Deir Bala on Monday, following new evacuation orders issued by Israel. The United Nations said humanitarian aid operations in the area have ground to a halt as a result of the new orders, and more families have been forced to flee. Some now live in makeshift tents on the beach in Gaza's Khan Yunis. Israel has issued several evacuation orders across Gaza in recent days, the most since the beginning of the 10-month-old war.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. UNICEF began delivering doses of a polio vaccine to Gaza on Sunday as part of an operation aimed at vaccinating up to 640,000 children.
The objective is to lead a large-scale vaccination campaign against poliovirus type 2 in cooperation with WHO, UNRWA, and other partners.
Chief of Communication at UNICEF State of Palestine, Jonathan Cricks. Ongoing fighting and unrest have challenged humanitarian efforts during the more than 10 months of war. Other polio cases are suspected across the largely devastated territory after the virus was detected in wastewater in six locations in July. A Greek-flagged crude oil tanker has been on fire in the Red Sea since Friday after an attack by Yemen's Houthis with no obvious signs of an oil spill, the EU Red Sea naval mission said in a post on X on Monday. They posted photos dated Sunday showing fire and smoke coming out of the vessel's main deck. This is VOA News. Ukrainian officials say Russia launched more than 200 missiles and drones in an attack, and neighboring NATO member Poland reported a drone had probably entered its airspace during the bombardment. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino reports.
Kyiv said the attack targeted power or other critical infrastructure in at least 10 regions. Power cuts and water supply outages were reported in many areas, including parts of the capital. President Volodymyr Zelensky said work was already underway to get power flowing again. Monday's attack was the most intense in weeks. It comes as Ukraine is claiming new ground in a major cross-border incursion into Russia's southern Kursk region. Meanwhile, Russian forces are steadily inching forward in Ukraine's east.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino. Ghana on Monday temporarily banned the export of grains, including maize, rice, and soybean, to ensure domestic supply as the Western African nation grapples with near-drought conditions that have disrupted crop production, the agricultural ministry said on Monday. Rainfall in North Ghana has been erratic over the past 2 months and low compared to last year. The dry weather has hindered crop production in the world's second cocoa producer after Ivory Coast. Around 1.8 million hectares of land are at risk, with farmers growing food on around half that already impacted. Maize, rice, groundnut, soybean, sorghum, millet, and yam are the worst hit. 13 U.S. service members were killed 3 years ago on Monday during a suicide bombing as U.S. troops were withdrawing from Afghanistan. The attack at the Kabul airport also left 18 U.S. service members critically injured and killed 170 Afghan civilians. VOA's Genia Dulo reports.
Marking the third anniversary of the bombing, families of the fallen are pressing the Biden administration for accountability for those responsible for the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. The war in Afghanistan was the longest war in U.S. history, spanning almost two decades. President Joe Biden and his administration defended his decision to bring all troops home in 2021, saying they had long achieved the mission of diminishing Al-Qaeda and preventing Afghanistan from ever being a terrorist haven. Genia Dulo, VOA News, Simi Valley, California.
U.S. Special Counsel Jack Smith on Monday asked a federal appeals court to revive the criminal case accusing former President Donald Trump of retaining classified documents after a lower court dismissed the indictment in July, according to a court filing. I'm Joe Ramsey.